And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of Maureen Dowd, born Washington, D.C., 1952, New York Times columnist, youngest child of an Irish cop. Majored in English, Catholic University, worked as an editorial assistant at the Washington Star, where she said she was almost fired every day because she couldn't take a decent phone message. She became a reporter there, and then the newspaper went out of business. She applied to the New York Times. 2 years later, an editor found some writing samples of hers in a pile of old resumes and offered her a job. Joined the Times as a reporter, and then in 1995 she got her own column on the op-ed page, just the fourth woman in the newspaper's history to get that. Won the Pulitzer Prize for commentary in 1999 based on a series of articles she did on the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal. Clinton's White House spokesman said of Maureen Dowd, "It's hard to get mad at her for any length of time. I'd call and yell at her, and I'd always end up laughing." In 2005, she published a collection of essays called Are Men Necessary? She said, "I always subscribe to the Carol Lombard philosophy. I live by a man's code designed to fit a man's world, yet at the same time, I never forget that a woman's first job is to choose the right shade of lipstick." Maureen Dowd, who said, "The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settled for." And it's the birthday of the novelist John Dos Passos, born in Chicago, 1896, traveled around as a child, lived in Mexico, Belgium, England, Washington, D.C., went to Harvard, where he was a classmate of E.E. Cummings, went to Spain to study architecture, but with the outbreak of World War I, got a job as a volunteer ambulance driver instead, served in France and Italy, and that inspired his anti-war novels, One Man's Initiation and Three Soldiers, which came out in 1921. Worked as a newspaper correspondent in Spain, Mexico, New York. He said people don't choose their careers, they are engulfed by them. Wrote a very popular book called Manhattan Transfer, and then his famous USA trilogy, The 42nd Parallel, 1919, and The Big Money, which came out in the early 1930s. Here are two little poems for today by William J. Smith, Penguin and Polar Bear. Penguin. I think it must be very nice to stroll about upon the ice, night and day, day and night, wearing only black and white, always in your Sunday best, black tail coat and pearl-white vest, to stroll about so pleasantly beside the cold and silent sea would really suit me to a T. I think it must be very nice to stroll with penguins on the ice. For those who like the Arctic air, there also is the polar bear. The polar bear never makes his bed. He sleeps on a cake of ice instead. He has no blanket, no quilt, no sheet, except the rain and snow and sleet. He drifts about on a white ice floe, while cold winds howl and blizzards blow, and the temperature drops to 40 below. The polar bear never makes his bed. The blanket he pulls up over his head is lined with soft and feathery snow. If ever he rose and turned on the light, he would find a world of bathtub white and icebergs floating through the night. Two poems by William J. Smith from Laughing Time, Collected Nonsense, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.